Here we go. We're on a field trip, DTW field trip. Here's Mike and Kathy. And Marilyn's smiling real big.
Yeah, she's a beautiful.
All right, we're out here at the Hot Well. And for the you guys that don't know this, you know, I had two Bigfoot encounters. And there's Mike and Kathy. And over there where the little toilet is, restroom, all the way from that mound all the way over there, there was a great big ditch. And Gary, my son, and I were in here. This was just a well cellar then. It was this board 6 by 6 by 6 foot deep. And there's this out here right now. But anyway, we were in here, and I heard something rustling over there. About over there, there's a big ditch with a bunch of 55-gallon barrels, and a 55-gallon barrel went through the air all the way from there and landed way over there. And Gary said, "It's here again. Dad, let's get out of here." We jumped up out of here and took off in the truck, and we're gone and nothing flat. We didn't wait to put our clothes on or anything. That's Coyote Pass over there. There's a blue heron over in that way, and this is the ponds. Mike, come over here with me, and let's look at these ponds and the goldfish. There's big koi fish in here, big fish. Anyway, that water's 105 degrees there, running about 200, 300 gallons a minute. We built this for a park for us, and then they started putting it in newspapers and the internet and all over. This is the first day that we have not had any visitors out here because of all the flash floods. And the fish are, they even fish for goldfish for some reason. Anyway, I don't know if you can see them all running down there. There's hundreds of them. Oh, that was that one over there. Right over there. Here are the ponds out here. There's a blue heron over there. Those rascals come and eat our fish. Probably eating a lot of these goldfish here. I used to come out here in the middle of winter, 25, 30 below zero, and take a bath. There's ice all around here and snow 2 feet deep. These are little mud hens. I don't know. Oh, here's the big fish. Hurry, Mike. Here's the big koi fish. If the cotton-picking blue heron doesn't get them, look at them. See them? There's some real big ones in here. Big koi fish. Aren't they pretty?
They're orange.
Yeah. They're big koi fish. That when Dakota was a baby, over here, I'd take her out there and put her water wings on, and those koi fish would be all around her, just all over her. Uh-huh. Just all around her, just like she was clothed with them.
Is that cattle over there?
What?
Cattle.
Oh, they run cattle? No, that's horses there. Those are wild horses. Maybe. Wait a minute. Some of them are horses, some of them are cattle. They must have moved cattle down here. Most of the time, that's horses. But say all of that is a great big meadow out there, just gigantic pasture for miles.
It was back there.
And all the way from Lower Magnet to here, it's like this. And when I was in that great big flood out there, there's horses and cows out there. Anyway, these mud hens, I feed them sometimes. Anyway, there were hundreds of those big koi fish. Look at here. Look what somebody's done here. This is the problem, right here.
A what?
This is our problem.
Oh.
See this?
Yeah.
This is our problem. People come in here and fish with these things. For no reason, they're not good to eat. But they're pretty.
Why won't they?
Yeah, they're
pretty.
Huh? The herrings eat liquid.
Well, the herrings will kill them also and just throw them on the side.
They
just do that.
Just for fun, I guess, like seven people.
Hear the bullfrogs? You know who brought the bullfrogs to Fish Lake Valley?
Chinese.
Me. And the crawdads. They ought to be crawdads out here. Crawdads will make good fish food. There's one over there. See him swimming,
Chinese
a big one?
Chinese brought opium over here.
Huh?
Chinese brought opium over here.
The Chinese were up here building railroads and doing mining. They didn't have much rights. They had more rights than Indians did, but not much. Anyway, sometimes they'll have 20 or 30 big tanks, airplanes out here, everything. They'll fly airplanes in here. Tie them down. I guess this.
Let's see how close we can get to that down helicopter there.
You're not going to get there. They'll come out there with a M16 and say, leave. Area 51 is right over that way. You don't go there either. You get to see some of those experimental aircraft, though. Flying around. We had all kinds of little barbecue pits all along here, and they've torn them up. It's pretty clean and pretty straightened up right now. Yeah, it's sometimes it doesn't look like this at all. All right, pretty girl. Say hi to everybody. You want to say hi to Donald Grewar?
Yeah, hello, Donald Grewar.
And all the rest of you out there.
Thank you for the nice compliment on the president. Thank you.
All right, there we are for now.
You're my friend, you know that.
Your own candid camera. We're up above Cave Springs looking for, and Mike's tempting the jumping cactus. There's Kathy in there. There's Marilyn over there.
Yes, she is.
We're looking up here in the mountains. Usually there are bighorn sheep back even in the crevices back up in there. They'll be laying down underneath those trees. This is all bighorn sheep habitat. It looks like the Grand Canyon in here. Isn't it a pretty country?
Oh, yeah, it is. Beautiful. You like this up here?
Huh?
You like this up here?
Back in these canyons, there are a lot of deer and bighorn sheep and antelope. And deer. Mule deer.
That's what the predominantly is here?
What?
Deer. Mule deer, not... anything else?
That's mule deer, yeah. Down in the valley here, we're about 5,000-6,000 feet, but these mountains are 12,000. So this is over a mile deep. These canyons are. I was hoping we'd see the sheep moving. This road only goes up to there. That's as far as it goes. There's other roads that go back in here, but that one will go there and it quits.
Yeah.
Your truck, you didn't have any trouble getting up here with your truck, did you?
No, this isn't the cave road.
This is the cave road.
Where's it at?
This is it.
Where's the cave?
Just right down there. We passed it.
Oh.
Yeah. I wanted to bring you up here since I didn't see any sheep down there. I figured they might be up here. And we've seen sheep all the way down at different times.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll go down and look at the cave now.
What's that light colored thing right there?
I don't know.
Like a horse or a rock or...
That's a rock or something. That up there is the old Sorrell's refrigerator.
Yeah, I saw that.
Do you see all of those different things with those posts sticking up? That's all core drillings for lithium, the largest lithium deposit in the world here. And it would have to be right in the middle of the Bighorn Sheep habitat. You can hear them up here hitting their heads together. Boom. And they echo all over it. Boom. They're monsters. You saw that one on the video, how big its horns were. They're gigantic. All right, let's go down there. Yep, we'll go down there.
You know, my little green light isn't on four-wheel drive, but I think it's on four-wheel drive.
Well, was your back wheel spinning?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay, we're going to go down and look at the cave.
Okay.
Here we are coming down the road. This road is real, real steep. Almost straight up in times. We climbed up here about 3,000 feet in a half a mile or a mile. And look up there. I'm driving this thing and taking this camera at the same time. And it probably doesn't look steep at all on the camera, but it is. Vertical right here. In the camera, it doesn't look like it. It looks like you're on flat ground almost. Looking at all this country here. Hopefully we could see some of those bighorn sheep laying underneath the trees and back in those crevices. But they weren't there today, at least not at this point. Some of you have seen this on other videos. I don't think I ever videotaped this going down this road, though. All the jumping cactus. The reason why they call that dangerous jumping cactus jumping cactus is, as I said, if you rode a horse within 5 or 10 feet of that, it'd jump out there and get in the horse's legs. It always got in the horse's legs because there were usually pieces of it 5 and 10 feet away from there, and if the horse picked it up on his hoof, it flinged it into another part of his body, up in his belly, and then the horse would start bucking, and you'd have a rodeo. I know the camera's bouncing around a little. And I know you'll enjoy this. People always enjoy these road trips, DTW road trips. Go right down here. The old Cave Springs cabin. I'll get Marilyn right over here. looking up these mountains. Usually there's bighorn sheep all over that. We're gonna go look at this. All right, you ready to see something wild?
Yeah.
Okay, come this way. I took you to the wildest countries.
How far? Is it right around here?
This, Agomenin. You come with me now, and I'll show you.
Oh, just a minute.
Okay, get your camera, whatever you want.
I'll get it here.
Whatever you want. I've got you on video. Hoping to catch a bighorn sheep in these on these hills here someplace. I'm gonna set the camera down just for a moment. I've got a stone in my shoe. And we're going to climb up here. All right. Let us go. Let's go right up here. I'm going to take you up here to where the spring is, so you can see the spring. And we're going to go look at the This is the old cowboy line shack. It used to have a jumping cactus right in the roof of that thing. I got a picture of that. They've tried to redo it all because of the hantavirus from the Bush Exploration in Four Corners. Marathon Oil Company. Spread hantavirus all over the country when they uncovered and spread the virus. My friend was the head of that exploration, and he ended up dying from it. 38 men out of 50 died within about 3 weeks, and then it spread all over. And you probably never hear that source anyplace else but here, because I know of it firsthand. Here we go. If you want to take a shower, you can take a shower there.
I don't
want to
take a shower.
Okay. There's an outdoor shower. You got one down there, didn't you? In that good water? At the house? Did you take a shower in that good water? The sheep. This is the hill where you saw little chuckers, Mike. I'm going right up here to Cave Spring. Or cave. The spring for Cave Spring. Yeah, be careful. You're walking right on top of that cistern there.
Mm-hmm.
And we're almost here. And there's a camera here. Somebody put a camera here. Now, this is where the bighorn sheep come to drink.
Oh, really?
Yep. You can see their foot tracks all over. And mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
All kind of trail camera there. Oh, somebody left this open. I don't know why. That's a spring in there. Comes down, and that's a the cistern tank over there, and then there's a water trough down there also. Anyway, here's where the spring comes from, right here.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see the hoof prints of the bighorn sheep and the droppings. See the droppings all over?
Yeah.
Okay. Here it is, Mike. I don't know why they left this open. Probably should close it. Do you want to see it?
Where's the one with the big spring?
This is it.
I mean with the big...
I'm showing you. We're on the way.
Okay, let me see.
Okay, we're on the way. That's next. All right. Anyway, there's a spring. And I don't know why they left this open. I'm going to close it. Some animal might get in there.
You should have carried your... You should have worn your tennis shoes, I guess. Come on back.
Let me... You're being videotaped off the game camera. See that?
Go back down, Kathy.
Okay, well, you go.
I want you to go first.
All right, here we go.
I can hardly breathe up here. My heart beating.
Well, that's good that it's beating.
Mike, do you see all the bighorn sheep droppings?
Yep.
Watch these rocks, they'll roll with you.
Oh, I know.
I should have brought you.
Moccasins have the best traction or shoes like I've got, which are not much more than moccasins. Here you go. Boy, I've seen sheep all over that thing in this mountain just moving alive with chukar. There have been bighorn sheep climbing up that vertical wall there. You can see their trails. Mike, if you can hear me, you can see the trails of the sheep up there on the vertical walls. You see what they call cross back and forth, little switchbacks. There's a real old bottle cap there. That was made out of steel. Rusty. Tin cans and things. We're here.
Okay.
I just need you to walk and follow me.
Then I got to put it back in 4 high.
Well, that's all right, yeah.
Somehow when I get where I need.
Okay. Now, come over this way and follow me. Your local friendly Indian guide. Say hi to everybody, Marilyn.
Hi.
Are you all right?
Yes. Honey, was there any more water in the spring?
Yes, a little more water in the spring. Okay, now, Just follow me. Are you following? The water troughs. These water troughs with leveled floats on them and everything else, but nothing's working this year. Spring's a little bit dry. That's an outdoor shower.
Yeah.
At one time here, where you're going to see now, over 20, 30, 40 feet deep with nothing but solid ashes, bones, and arrow points and chips for 6,000 years of it. 6,000 years.
I'll go in there and take the picture a little bit.
That look familiar from the videos?
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. Long time ago, there were arrowheads sticking in those cracks, or arrow points. They would practice shooting, the young people shooting in those cracks with their bows, arrows. Now, there is the sign. You're on federal lands. This is a fragile and irreplaceable archaeological resource. Any person who, without a permit, injures, destroys, excavates, appropriates, or removes any historic or prehistoric ruin, artifact, or object of antiquity, the Native American remains, Native American cultural item, or archaeological resource that public lands of the United States is subject to arrest and penalty of law. So, this is an ancient archaeological site. 6,000 years of verified occupation. And the black in there, at one time when I was young, all the way out to here, there was like 1 inch thick of black smoke and soot on the walls. Now it's just on the inside. I had a lot to do with the signing of these archaeological sites. I petitioned for a long time.
All to do with it.
Huh?
You had all to do with it.
I was the one. That 6-page newspaper article was all about this kind of stuff.
Does this one hook in with anything?
No. They don't go right very far. That one up there is the bat cave. But all time at one time, you'll see a lot of caves here that have smoke in them. This, when I was young, was very thick in smoke. It was like this thick in smoke on the inside. That thick. At least an inch thick. Now, from the rain and the winds and stuff, it's kind of washed away over time, over the last 75 years of my life. All right. Now, if you want to go up there and look at it.
Just a second. I'll go up there and take a picture.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go get Marilyn. I'm going to go to the truck and get her and bring her down here. All right. What do you think about that?
I think it's cool.
Okay, there you are. In Cave Springs. 6,000 years of habitation and growing. There's a big pack rat nest up there, I see. All right. Going up is all right. Coming down is a little harder. That's the ancient smoke in there. Ancient smoke. They say that the Indians used to shoot their arrows in the top for the young people to practice and shoot in the cracks. Look back down to Maryland. Feel like you're walking on holy ground when you walk into a place like this. Now, if you look on the walls, you'll see pictographs. Do you see the red paint?
Where?
You see that?
No.
No?
No. I'm looking at black charcoal.
Okay. There's a face right there.
What?
I'm videotaping a face right there. With pictograph.
That?
And look for red. Look for red. Underneath that, there's a lot of smoke over the old red pictographs. There's one right here that stands out. You can see where they've shot rifles in here and busted out the walls. There's one right there, isn't there? There is a.
Somebody put their name there. Come on. Here's a whole pistol in here.
Well, anyway, there you are. Now you've been here. I got to show you this. It's so beautiful. That's about 7,000 or 8,000 feet above here. Those weren't the only caves here, as you know.
That's a good one, but it's a crack. But
yeah.
What caused those holes? People?
Probably people.
Dug it in there?
Yeah. They leave stuff in there. That's where they left their
baskets. But they dig it out with rocks.
Yeah. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Like looking up out of the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
And all of this is where that mythic lithium mine is going to be. Ancient artifacts and bighorn sheep habitat. We may have to turn around and go back. I don't want to be in the flash flood. I've been in them. Have you been in a flash flood?
No, but it was raining when we were at... the other day, wasn't it?
Yeah, but see, this road's been washed out already. They had to come up here and grade the road. It washed out two or three times.
Is there petroglyphs up here?
No.
Somewhere else?
Well, yeah, there are petroglyphs, but I don't know where all of them are.
Is there any other big panels like that one rock you showed us?
I'll show you these big rim rocks and canyons back in here. We're up here. Thousands of feet taller than we are. I'm gonna just leave this camera on for a while. See some of this. FedEx truck just came by. Should have taken a picture of that. These big rocks fell off these hills. Look at that, Marilyn.
I see it.
I'm getting some of this for the first time on video. I need to put a pedestal on the front of this dash like I did on the boat. Beautiful big canyons up there. There's another cave back up in there. See that one? That one's had smoke in it.
Way back there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see it.
Trying to hold this the camera as steady as possible. We're on a pretty bumpy road. I wonder if you'll be able to see some of these big, beautiful hills there. Thousands of feet tall. He's been up here. That's that FedEx man has been up here to the mines, I imagine. Maybe over Silver Creek. Plateau up here. The mountains where the trees end up there is 12,000 feet is the tree line. So you know that that's over 12,000 feet up there because there are no trees. Where you see the trees end is 12,000 feet. We're at 358 feet here. That's a lithium mine over there also. U.S. Borax had a lease on this up here for a long time. And I'm videotaping you. looking down in there. You can drive all the way down to Silver Peak there. But it gets, the canyons are really deep. I could probably come up, but my vertigo would probably wouldn't let me drive down it. My head would be spinning. All that from since I had that first stroke. Over there, there's mud pots and things. Silver Peak is over that way. And you go out there and see steam coming up out of the ground. And sometimes those things are thousands of feet deep. And mud will come out of there. And then you can go all the way down that road there to Beatty. And Las Vegas and everything. The dirt road. I want to get down out of here before a flash flood hits. They have to grade this thing almost every day. There's a spring down there. A lot of bighorn sheep are there. You can, when you're coming up and down here, the sheep will be running over the roads and whatever. There's a lot of sheep up here.
That'd be good.
Sometimes even yourself.
The funny part here is when you bring people up to show the sheep.
Huh?
Only when you bring people to see the sheep that they're taking the day off sometimes.
Yes.
That's the way it is with everything.
All right. Anyway, there that is.
What?
I'm going to tell you a little bit about this and these people on the for the DTW update. This is the oldest graveyard here besides the Indian graveyards. And this graveyard right down here was a stockman and a freighter by the name of Asa Wilds. And Asa Wilds, hope this thing's working. Yeah, it's working. Asa Wilds would run freight line all the way from Lida and over there, Beatty, and come this way and take freight all over. And it was with mules and with oxen and stuff. Anyway, he had a poker game over there in Lida, and he won all the money because he's a good gambler. Anyway, these guys were about three-quarter outlaw, and they followed him over here, and there was five of them or six, and they had a shootout with him, and he killed every one of them, except that he was wounded, and he died of his wounds. And his wife, which was Nez Perce Indian, she married a guy up there above us. When we had Davis Canyon, she married Davis after he died. Out there where her car is parked was an old wagon wheel. A Studebaker wagon hub. Right here at my house.
Okay.
That was from Asa Wilds. Over there, there's a couple of wagon tongues. They were from Asa Wilds wagons. And also I have this is the Cord Ranch here. That's the Cord Ranch. This was all the lake here at one time. That was all lake. Anyway, Cord, the guy that built the Cord to Duesenberg and Auburn automobiles, that was his place. And I worked there in 1960 and 61 as his horseman. Now these are all old stone corrals that they had back then. But this is where he was. This is where he lived. I'm going to take you over to Fish Lake, where Fish Lake was. I don't think Fish Lake can ever be restored because of what Jim Boyce did. A man had no conscience at all. Anyway, here's the old graveyard here. (clears throat) 95% of the people here don't know this story at all today. Asa E. Wilds, October the 23rd, 1830, Pittsburgh, Missouri, and he died in February the 16th, 1870. That's a long time ago. This is one of the men he killed. He killed all of those men back there. And he killed this man, and I think there were two in here that he killed. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 men, I guess, is what he killed.
Who built this?
I don't know.
When? How many years?
1870.
They really were that concerned back.
They were concerned about graves. His wife wanted his grave protected from wolves and lions and bear. There were a lot of grizzlies in here back then. And up there is the other cemetery, and there's part of the old cemetery, and many of the people in there I know. And I'm going to walk this way. We're going toward the now modern Fish Lake Cemetery, kind of, sort of. They have this little thing here to keep the cattle out of here and the wild horses. There was a burial of one of the Indian people here, and there is a beautiful lizard sitting on top of that stone. There were two of them. Looks like there have been several burials here lately. Let's see, these are... I don't know which one of the Indians here. I'm sure it was a Patterson that died. Amelia Lida Patterson Frank. That one there is just a, she was just buried the other day, I think. I don't know who it was. They don't have any headstones on a bunch of these. I couldn't read that one. What does it say, Mike?
1967.
Oh. Edmund Dorland Mason, Jr.
Franklin.
Now, Hank's over here someplace. Hollis. I told you about the Indian that almost shot me. That's him right there. He did it by accident, of course. Marjorie Patterson. So that was Margie. This is Hollis McDermott. 1970 to 1998. He was only 28 years old. Marjorie Patterson. Margie. Let's see. Zeth. Hank was killed. And Zeth was, they were burned in 1992, the year Dakota was born. He was about 3 or 4 years old. They were burned up in a fire. And this is Hank Patterson right here. 1900 to 1992, but that's guessing. Because he was back, well, he went way back into the 1800s. This was one of my best friends right there. Margaret Patterson, 1906 to 1987. That was his wife. This is Wilford. This Wilford Patterson here, and I built the first backstop in Fish Lake Valley. We had a professional baseball player was our teacher, and Willie, and my dad and I built the backstop and the baseball diamond and the picnic tables there. That was Wilfie. Wilford. Anyway, I went to school with him. There was a man there that liked my father to me. Billy Eddy. Yeah. See, I told you about these, Mike, about the Apache Tears. See how they're covering the graves with them? James Harry Scott. Anyway, I've known most of them. There's Lida Bell Cord. She was a postmaster when I came here. Lida Bell Cord Wright. And then her husband, William Wright. And then her son. Herschel Hansen's buried back there something. And Genevieve, his wife. She was Cherokee Indian.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
What?
SpongeBob SquarePants and other toys for the little kids.
Yeah, I don't know what. That might have been a baby. That could have been Dora's baby. That might be Dora's baby there. I don't know whether these are staked out or. Anyway, this is a.
I have no idea. Gripper.
Rick Mason. Jacqueline Mason. Anyway, this is, these might be Patterson's here. These are like my family.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Josephine Patterson. Stanley Patterson. Myers. Dorothy Patterson. That's Dorothy. This is one my dad was married to. Dorothy. That was my dad's wife. Huh?
Was she your mother?
She was I guess you might call her my stepmother. But Hank always looked upon me as his son. That was his. Hank was her father. Yeah, it's got an outhouse.
Go ahead.
Carol Hank Williams. Dorothy Francis. Dorothy. Yeah, that was, that's when she died. This might have not been long ago. That's the same time my dad died.
One wall fell down already, and the other one's falling out, ready to fall.
Some of these are pretty old graves. These are old graves here.
That's a three-seater outhouse. Yes. Have you ever seen
them? Yeah, these are really old. I don't know who. I don't remember who these are. I should know, but I forgot. See, they did in the early days, they did these around them all the time.
That one caved out, and I can't think, how could that happen? That wall?
Uh-huh.
And then look at this one. The inside is fine, well, barely.
Yeah.
But the outside's caving out.
It's earthquakes. We had some pretty bad earthquakes. Yeah, I don't know who. I don't remember who these were.
They didn't put anything on it.
Well, I could probably figure it out.
Newer stuff. There's new stuff here, too.
Oh, right? This is old.
Some of it.
Yeah, this is old.
How about back there?
Most of the older ones are here. There are some of the founders back there, the Wrights. The Wrights homestead is here. I knew all of them. Jeannie Wright's the only one left alive out of all of them. I went to school with her. Well, so that's...